Hey guys, it's Brooklyn.
It's Mackenzie.
And welcome to The
The
Joke's
Joke's
on
on
Us.
us.
Hey guys, so welcome back to episode two.
This is
We
crazy.
made it. So we just wanted to first get a little feedback from episode one, which was kind of crazy. We got a lot of feedback, more than honestly we thought. So
Thank you so much, by the way.
yeah, and we just wanted to say that if you had any ideas or like any comments or anything you wanted to say, head over to our Instagram, which is The Jokes on Us Pod, and leave some comments
Let us know.
and let us know what you think.
Put all the things there.
Yeah. Anywho, moving on to today.
Today.
What are we talking about today, Mackenzie?
Sports. Sports,
Sports. Me
woohoo!
and MacDog here are big sports girlies.
I would preface when you say big sports girlies in different ways, I think. I love certain sports and I think they're interesting. Brooklyn over here has a new sport, I would say almost monthly.
You know, I get really into sports.
She has like a hyper fixation on one sport at one time. And right now, your sport is,
Formula One.
oh, for sure.
For sure, for sure.
It used to be soccer, and before that, it was hockey.
Yeah.
And right now, it's F1, so.
Yeah. And I never lose interest in any of them. It just carries on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
yeah,
then
yeah.
she's like, I can honestly say, like, in the car, she was quizzing me on F1 drivers, and then we ended up going into soccer players.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't make it to hockey players.
Yeah, for my soccer fans out there, I showed her a picture of Jesus Vieira. And she said Mbappe. So please head over to the Instagram at Rose McKenzie in the comments.
Whoa,
Thank
that's
you so
so
much.
rude.
And thank you so much for watching today.
And just stop there.
Yeah. Well, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Well, I guess we can start off with what we're doing today. So the goal was to just kind of explain to each other some really maybe interesting different sports that we've seen, found, heard of. So I don't know if any of these really correlate to each other, but we're just going to talk about some really random ones. So yeah, I hope that is interesting to you because I found a really
There was a
bizarre
lot.
list. I don't know who's out there creating these sports, but I have found a bizarre amount of sports.
Lot that I
So
saw was like th these like odd sports came from like way back when.
yeah.
Like they were like
They started in the
weirding it
olden
up.
days.
No, yeah. The olden days.
Yeah. But like some of them are still happening now, and that's what I find
No, yeah.
interesting. Yeah. Anyways, so my first one is bathtubbing. Yeah,
Like,
like the
okay.
bathtub.
Like
So
competitive bathing?
that's what you would think, right?
Yeah.
But no. So British Columbia actually has World Bathtub Race every July. And it's an event where like they get in different bathtubs
Oh.
and they have like time trials and they have like synchronized tubbing. So basically, think of like Olympic rowing, I guess, in a bathtub.
Okay. Question. How do you move?
They have like
Is it like
paddles.
industrial in size bathtubs? Or is it like your local home?
So I'm from what I can see in the pictures and the brief explanation that I saw of it, they like decorate these tubs, which is confusing to me because when I think of a bathtub, I think of like heavy ceramic.
No,
Is it ceramic? I don't know, but it's like a heavy material. And so like,
Yeah.
would that tub not sink once you put two bodies in it?
Wait a minute. Is the tub floating somewhere?
Yeah.
Wait, they put the tub in water.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. I'm thinking they're sitting in a tub. Like they're all like in a row. They're all in their own tub and they're like
No.
doing like water aerobics
No, it's a
in the tub.
bathtub. It's a bathtub, and it's in a large body of water.
Got it. That makes, you know,
And they're
as weird it
rowing
is,
the tub.
I'd say that makes way more sense
But the
than what I was
tub
thinking.
is not sinking, and that is what I can't get my head around.
Okay. So they just compete doing different things while in the, so switch like a canoe for the tub. Okay. Why?
don't know, but if you want to head over to British Columbia in July, you can see the World Bathtub Race and maybe train for it next year and become a part of it.
You know, that's not, I'd watch that.
It sounds interesting. I'm just really confused, I guess, on the equipment and
Yeah.
procedures of it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, if you put that in water, they're flipping upside down.
For sure.
Easy. Easy. All
Especially
right.
with two people inside. Like, I see, like,
So it's like a
Titanic
team sport.
sinking.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. That kind of went cray cray. But, like, I just, it doesn't seem fitting that you're
Nice.
rowing a bathtub.
You know, I'd have to agree.
So, that's my number one.
All right, I got one for you.
Lay it on me.
Chess boxing.
I saw that one.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
yeah, yeah. I thought it was, I was gonna skip over it, but I
Yeah.
thought it was too interesting.
Oh,
So
for sure.
it has a Dutch origin.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Dutch are
Crazy.
crazy.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen. Thank you very much.
Not to name drop her F1
But
driver.
they also do it in like Germany, Great Britain, India, and Russia. So, you know, love that.
Perfect.
But they alternate between like playing like a round of chess and then playing like a round of boxing. But they it's like 6 rounds of chess and then 5 rounds of boxing. And whatever, like the way that you win is you either knockout or checkmate, whatever comes first for the winner. I think, you know, if being hit didn't bother me, which is a weird statement, no one, I feel like unless
No,
you are like a boxer
yeah.
or something like that, you don't love being hit.
Don't think
But
anybody signs up,
someone's
hit me.
like,
Like, that's bullying, dude. And they like put the sign on their
but
back.
I think it's so interesting because you have two very opposite kind of. Would you classify chess as a sport?
Nope. Sorry.
Just like a
Hey, sorry for those chess fans out there.
board game.
Do you?
I don't know. Because in this
Am I
instance,
gonna get canceled by the chess fans?
I started a chess club at our university.
Is it still there?
No.
And so chess is not a
Yeah,
sport.
I gave it to a friend because it was going down the drain, and then he
Oh.
also let it just.
That's really kind of you. Support a friend giving it
Thank you.
away.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just realized I was playing with my bracelets, and so if you hear a clinking sound, that's my bad. I'll stop
That's
now.
okay. But I think it's interesting because you have like chess is so like methodical and it's very like posh, you know? And then you have boxing, which is the complete opposite. Also, what I didn't think about, because I didn't research this part, is are they wearing boxing gloves? How do you move the chess pieces?
They're like pow.
Or do they only
All
hit
the
with one
pieces go.
hand?
Are
It's
they,
giving like those
well,
slap box competitions, but like with chess. But like,
I have two thoughts on that. One,
okay.
they're playing chess. Are they sitting on a table? Is there like a table in the rink?
Would assume so.
Because if they're not, number two, I would just imagine in my head, like those giant chess games where like they're like life size. What if it's
Honestly,
that?
if they're
And they're
not,
boxing on the chess.
if they're not, what if they use the chess pieces?
That seems that it's not boxing anymore, it's just fighting.
Think we're altering the sport here.
Anyways, so if you've ever experienced chess boxing.
If you've ever seen or have competed in any of these sports, please let us know. I'm
We're
very
very
curious.
interested. I'm
Curious.
very interested in this. Anywho, well, would you participate in chess boxing?
No, I don't like being hit.
I also don't think
No.
you could sit still long enough for a game of chess, which is
I
very
was the president
interesting.
of the chess club.
That didn't last.
I still play chess.
Huh, I've never seen it, so that's interesting to me.
Nice, nice, nice. Thanks.
Okay, well, my next one is car curling.
I'm sorry.
So,
Car?
like curling, the sport where they're
Yeah.
like.
I have my own opinions about curling separately.
Okay,
Anywho.
so basically, they're participating in this, but via the car. So, there's a driver, one driver, And then they have eight teammates that push the car. The car has no engine. It only has a seat and a steering wheel.
So all he does is steer.
Yeah, all he's doing is
Got it.
steering. So I'm assuming there's also no brakes if there's no
That's what I was thinking. No
engine.
brakes, no
Yeah.
e-brake, no nothing. Got
Nope.
it.
And so then the other eight players are pushing the car, and it's the same as curling. They're trying to see who can get closest to the specific spot. But
Do they have, you know, the things that they use in curling to like,
No,
so
there's
is
no
it
brooms. It's just the nine people, so the one driver and the eight teammates.
okay.
So like think of
I was thinking,
bumper cars,
okay. So
but you're
like
being pushed.
large shuffleboard.
Yeah, but in a car.
Nice. I don't like curling as it is.
Why?
I did like a massive, like in-depth research on my own of curling. I just didn't understand it. I didn't understand the point of it. Because I'm like, if we already have a shuffleboard, you know, what
What's the
it.
difference between shuffleboard and curling?
I think it's like the logistics of it all. Like shuffleboard, you just like shove that little puck thing down like this like long rectangle straight. But like curling, you have this like weird. It's like, I don't know, like a cinder block. But then they have that like smooth part on the bottom so it can glide. But I forget what it glides on. I don't think it's ice. It's like, I don't know, some hard surface. And so they push it. But then, like, the people in
Interesting.
front are like, they like clear out the pathway with like, those little broom things.
Yeah.
And then see how far they can make it. But I'm like, why? Why not just play shuffleboard?
You know, and that's a good question.
Why? Like, if you wanted to sweep so bad, just go be a maid. I don't get it. I don't understand it. All you're doing is sweeping.
If you wanted to sweep so hard, go be a maid.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't like curling. Anywho, good pick. The next this next one honestly took the cake for me.
Oh.
As in like it's super strange in my opinion. Extreme ironing. This
I
was huge.
actually have this one on my list as well.
Yeah, this one.
Extreme ironing. Have you what research do you have on this
Right.
one?
So I read it's like where athletes take like ironing boards and like they can be like hung on the side of a mountain or they do it. It says like while they're running a half marathon. Oh, it was founded in 2012. The guy who like created it was
My
running a half
gosh.
marathon and he had like an ironing board to him while he was like pressing a shirt. But people
That
have done it like underwater while they're snowboarding.
yeah.
Like, what?
So in my research, somebody said that like the goal of this is so that people can test the physical strength, their mental strength, and be funny at the same time. And to me, if I wanted to test my physical strength and my mental strength, I think like climbing a mountain like alone is a great test of those two things. Why are we adding an ironing board to
Oh, I
that?
have a question.
Yeah.
Is the iron battery ran?
I don't know,
Where's
'cause
that
that
plugged in
seems
at?
dangerous. Like, you're telling me you're climbing a mountain, you're also like holding on to this ironing board and like a hot iron?
Well, like I think
'Cause
this is
like,
just me. I haven't seen pictures of it,
yeah.
but like if I'm imagining, if somebody's like explaining this to me, and I'm like, oh, how would I imagine someone climbing a mountain for? I have a question about the underwater thing. How are you ironing underwater?
Girl, there's no way that anything is getting ironed
That makes no
underwater.
sense to me. Anywho, debunked. The net, but like if someone's explaining it to me and I'm like, how would I imagine that? You know those like a little vest, you know? And then like it like folds out. You know, like it would fold out from a wall, but
Yeah.
like your body. All right, so you're sitting there, you're doing
You're just
this.
like, oh,
You're
hold on, let
doing
me iron real quick. Boom.
Like, excuse me, you have to get around this rock.
Could you imagine? You're just like at your local job, and then you're like, oh, my shirt's a little wrinkly, and let me pull out my ironing board from.
And you're like clink,
Like,
bonk.
that just, it seems so random to me. Also, like, what kind of
But it's
ironing?
extreme ironing, you know? Like they purposely only iron while they're doing these other tasks.
I personally can't imagine ironing on a daily basis. Like, I don't own
Don't
an
think I've
ironing
ever ironed
board.
anything.
So like the need and the want to just take an ironing board to climb a mountain is just,
Snowboarding is wild to me.
yeah.
That's crazy. Is it sure you're not gonna fly away?
You
Like
know,
you're going down the,
I just
I don't
feel
know,
like
I've
by
never
the end
been
of wherever
snowboarding.
you're gonna get, it's gonna need to be ironed again. Like, your clothes are definitely gonna be
Yeah.
wrinkled. But
Also, like, what do you do with that once it's ironed? Do you fold it up?
because
That would
there goes
defeat the
all your
purpose.
work.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe they wear it. Wow, this nice clear iron shirt. Let me put it on my body and sweat in it and let it get wrinkly all
That's what
over
I'm saying.
again.
Yeah, like, I don't understand. Do they have a partner that like collects the ironed objects,
There has to be
clothing
somebody there, right?
articles?
Because they're not carrying this hot iron with them.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
Also, if you're
understand it.
ironing underwater, you're gonna get electrocuted for sure, for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Battery
But
operated or
also, like,
not.
heat to water, sizzle. Then what are you
You just hear
doing?
like the person swimming
S
behind you.
Like, what?
You're like, hey, bestie, what are you doing over there? And they're like, hold on, I just gotta.
Yeah, I don't get it. I simply don't get it. I think it's
Anyways,
one of the most intriguing ones, but
would you participate in extreme irony? Hold on. Would you iron your clothes, period? Because I've never seen you
I've
iron.
never ironed an article of clothing, and I don't think I will.
I was
I
like,
just don't care.
Brooklyn, I feel like, rolls by the method of if it needs to be like flattened out, she either throws it in the dryer,
Yeah.
or I feel like she would be the one to like put it in like the bathroom while she's showering and let
I've tried that. My mom tells me to do that, and it's just, Mom, it's not working.
it.
Okay? The dryer is my method.
Update, mom, we need a new method.
I'm not extreme ironing. Okay? I'm sticking with the
So
dryer.
catch Brooklyn on your next episode of Extreme Ironing, except hers will be extreme drying.
Extreme drying. I'm taking a whole dryer with me.
Actually sign up to see that. Can I be the news reporter?
I mean, like, would you take like a blow dryer?
She's like, let me climb this mountain and pull out my blow dryer.
I don't get
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, that was a good one.
Thank you.
So the next one I have is shovel racing.
Oh, I saw that. Don't they like sit on it?
Yeah, so the US, it used to actually be part of the Winter X Games, which is like
No way.
an Olympic type thing,
Yeah,
right?
yeah,
Yeah. But they actually had to take it out because it was so dangerous.
Did somebody get impaled?
I don't know, because that just seems scary. But they say that people either sit on a snow shovel,
Yeah.
which, okay,
I saw
or
pictures of that.
they modify other shovels to be sittable, and then they just sit on it, and go down. And when we say shovel and they like modify it, they're not taking the handle off.
Yeah, no.
No, they're
That's why I'm
sitting on
like,
it,
was somebody impaled?
shovel and handle all. Like, it's all going
I
down the
wonder if
mountain
it
with
helped
them.
balance.
You
Because other
know,
than
or
that,
like
you're just
steering.
sledding, no?
I mean, is sledding an Olympic sport?
I think so. I think, because you have like bobsledding, but that's not the same thing.
That's not.
I'm a, what?
Bobsledding is not the same thing as sledding.
No, that's what I said.
I want to go bobsledding. Sorry, that was really sidetracked. But like, have you seen bobsledding? Like, that looks like so much
Yeah,
fun. A lot of work.
I think it was the, when was the last Winter Olympics? Whenever that was, me and a mutual friend of ours, we were at my grandparents, and we sat down and watched the bobsledding competitions. It
Have you ever
was
seen
really interesting.
Cool Runnings?
Who?
It's a movie, Cool Runnings.
No.
Update. You're gonna have to watch it. It's about a Jamaican bobsledding team.
Oh, wait, I've heard of it.
It's the funniest movie I've ever seen, and it's made me want to try bobsledding ever since.
I'll watch it.
Thanks. We'll go watch it together.
Yeah.
Slay. Movie
Yeah.
night.
All right, this one.
I'm scared.
So this one's from South Australia.
Uh-oh.
Do we have the same one?
I don't know.
We'll see. Toonarama.
I don't have
That's
that.
so good. Are you ready to hear all about it?
Yeah.
That's so good. So it's where, like, giant tuna are, it says, tossed, thrown, catapulted, swung, or flung through the air. And it began, this is what I was like, people say that our generation's weird, and I'll give them that. We're pretty weird. But this started in the 1970s. All right, you're gonna
Somebody
come
has
at
some
me.
explaining to
We
do.
may be eating Tide Pods, but we're not chunking tuna. All right. Granted,
Is
theirs is a lot more harmless. Anywho, and it's just where people wanted to prove to see if they were like capable
To
and
throw tuna.
like strong enough to like throw a bunch of tuna. And it was like, let me see, who could like unload more tuna than like everyone else? Just for
So
bragging rights.
they've just turned somebody's job into a competition. Perfect.
I think somebody got bored and they were like, oh, I bet you can't unload more tuna than me.
You're explaining this to me, and the
This is
only thing I can
frat
think in my
energy.
head is it's giving like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, like the sardines.
You know?
Not the same thing, but it's just
That's funny though.
it's the only thing that's going through my head right now. I can only see that guy from the movie, the sardine baby or whatever.
Oh, he's like, uh-oh, what's his name? Baby Brent.
Anyways, maybe Baby Brent wants to
That's funny though.
participate in.
As it's grown and progressed as a sport, they started throwing other fish.
Perfect.
Just
That actually
the
kind of grosses me
variety.
out. I was actually just telling Brooklyn today, I took home my class pet when I was younger, and it was five fish, and they actually died because I didn't clean the tank because I didn't want to touch them.
Do you know you don't like fish? What? You don't have to. Are you grabbing fish with your hands? Don't do that.
Well, like,
No. Oh
how else do you get them out of the
my
tank?
God. Mackenzie, are you telling me you're picking up the fish with your bare hands?
Well, you just like
Yeah,
pick them
no.
up and then plop them in the new bowl.
Oh my God. You know they have nets for that? Or you
Yeah, but
could
like
scoop
they
them
get
out.
stuck in the nets. Also, like
Grab the net. Flick it
I
out.
won't go fishing because when you go fishing and you like reel the fish in, you have to take it off of the hook and I don't want to touch it. Fish have scales and it just feels I'm a very touch sensitive person and the feeling of a fish is not the touch that I want.
Nice. You know what I didn't think about? I
What?
was what I pictured in my head was that they were chunking like tuna, like out of a canned tuna, not like the actual, just like tuna fish. That's my bad.
Yeah, I don't think that could be a competition if they're chunking like tuna out of a can.
Just like wads of like tuna.
Have some tuna. Walk.
Just like a massive food fight.
Update. Is food fighting a sport? It should be.
I think it probably, I definitely think people, some people count it as a sport. I mean,
What
there's
if
people who
we
count chess as a sport,
did
so.
a podcast from a food fight? The
What if we
local
hosted
sport.
a food fight?
I
Hold
would
on.
have fun.
I think that'd be an, I'd do it.
We'll write that down as our notes. Food fight
Yeah.
in the coming
We'll
times.
stick a pin in it.
Interesting. Well, my next one, I think you're really gonna have fun with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
As my local soccer fan,
Yeah.
this is fireball soccer.
Fireball suck.
Fireball
Like the
soccer.
drink?
No.
Nice.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's so the soccer ball is not a soccer ball. It's actually a coconut that
What?
they put in what you would call it? Like a fire starter and they like
Okay. So they just catch it on fire?
yeah.
Are they kicking this coconut with their bare feet? Or are they
Like they have shoes on, but like they're
like
just playing
cleats?
soccer with a soccer ball that's or this coconut that's
That
on
thing does
fire.
not bounce though, does it?
I
It
don't think
doesn't.
so. It also sounds
Ow.
like it burns the field.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I saw pictures and there was
The
like a bunch
whole
of like
field, they're
dead
running around
spots.
everywhere. Just the field on fire.
Honestly, I think it's fake grass because,
You mean turf?
yeah.
Nice.
I don't really understand it, to be honest with you. I know they play it in Indonesia.
Okay. I wouldn't have guessed.
So if you want to go to Indonesia and try fire.
How often do they have to replace the field?
I'm assuming quite often.
That seems.
Dangerous.
Well, like, who thought of that? That seems like a caveman
The
thing.
Indonesians. I don't know who
I was not
started
calling Indonesians cavemen, just to
it.
be clear. But, that's interesting. Like, who. How do you just stumble upon that? Oh. You guys want to play soccer? Oh, we don't have a soccer ball. Oh, do you have a coconut?
Let's light it
Oh,
on
light it on
fire.
fire.
Let's light
It
it
seems like a frat thing to do.
up.
Just like the Toonorama.
I'm gonna go ask our local frat friends if they would play fire soccer.
That's a good
Or
idea.
fireball soccer.
If you're in a frat,
Let us know if you'll play fireball soccer.
would you do this? That's so good.
Interesting.
All right. I've got one. It's honestly a little similar to
Uh-oh.
extreme ironing, a
Oh,
little different.
she's on the extreme ironing run.
Cliff tenting.
What?
Yeah. It's where you like hang a tent by these like anchors, like hanging off the side of a cliff. And it's like a so like here's
So is the goal just to hang up the tent, or like are they staying in these
and
tents?
no. Yeah. They're like sleeping on like this. So it's like here's the cliff, like it's like all you know? And
Yeah.
the picture that I saw, now I don't know if everyone does it just like this, but it's like here's the cliff.
Yeah.
And it was like anchored into the side of it. So they're like here. So they're laying on top of this. And the only thing holding them up is like jabbed into the side of the cliff. I would not participate in this by any means.
That seems like you're like risking your life for
Yeah,
that.
no.
That's so
Yeah, I'm
interesting.
good. I would not participate in such activities.
That's so interesting to me.
Yeah. And they just like sleep on it.
They sleep on the tent?
Like it's not like a how long can I stay on it? Like it's I don't know how they classify this as a sport,
But they
but
do.
people say it's a sport.
One day, Brooklyn and I will have to share the story of the last time we went camping. But
Oh
because of
gosh.
that, I have PTSD of tents. So this does not seem like the sport for me.
Mackenzie walks around, sees a tent, she runs. Where's Mackenzie?
Not there.
Gone.
She's crying at the corner because she saw a tent. They're a little terrifying to me.
That was a moment. I was gonna say good moment, but
It's a time
I
we
don't know. Yeah.
lived and
And we lived,
we learned.
and that's the moral of the story.
We'll go back to that one day. Not today. Anywho, my next one is. This is actually one that I find interesting and probably would participate in.
Okay.
It's called Jolly Ball.
Jolly ball.
Yes, so it's
Okay.
volleyball, but they're juggling.
I would not participate. I've tried so many times to learn how to juggle.
Don't know. See, here's the thing. I don't know if they're juggling with the volleyball. I would assume not.
I feel like that's kind of boring. That's just juggling with objects.
But I'm like, how do you play volleyball and juggle? Is there one person juggling? Like, I have so many questions, and I found no answers.
Oh. Okay.
I feel like it's not an official sport, but I would still try it.
Do we
Like,
have an origin?
no.
Nice.
Some
It
I
just
could
seems
just,
like
like,
juggling, in my opinion.
I don't know how to juggle, but I would learn.
I would like to learn how to juggle.
Can we learn how to juggle one day?
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll work on that. We'll keep you
Is
updated.
juggling a sport?
I
Can we
think
compete?
juggling is just as much a sport as like chess or, you
Moving
know.
on.
So,
Moving on.
anywho.
We'll have that debate later.
Yeah. Okay. So, the next one I found. I'm not sure I would fully participate because I'm not sure how it would go.
Sorry, just kicked a drawer.
But I know we have friends that would participate 100%.
Okay.
It's called Beer Mile.
I saw that.
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
They like drink
So
for a
they have
mile.
to like run around this track, but every time they make a new lap, they drink another beer. So
Is this
they're I don't know how long it is. It didn't say, so I'm thinking it's for like different durations. But
Would this not be like the same or similar to like bar hopping?
I no.
Perfect.
No, I wouldn't say necessarily.
This is also giving another frat vibe.
Oh yeah, for sure. I this seems like
This was for sure started in a frat house.
this is giving hazing for sure.
Okay.
They were like, if you can make it, sure.
You're in.
Yeah. But any of the kids who puke, you're out. You
Okay.
know?
I just don't see that being a good sport. I don't see people
I
getting
didn't say it
past a
was good.
couple
No.
laps.
I am not advocating for any of these sports,
Right.
but I am just informing the people who might not know of them.
Right. Anywho,
Would you
well,
participate?
no.
No.
That sounds terrible. That sounds really bad.
Yeah.
I feel like you would participate in this one as well.
Okay.
So this sport is called worm charming.
Worm charming? Oh, is this like being like a worm whisperer? A
Kind
little mama
of.
let me whisper into your kind of energy?
Oh my gosh.
Like how many worms can, but speaking of worms, worm whisperer, my house. My house is just
Brooklyn has an infestation of
like,
worms.
where are they coming from and why are they in my house?
We get videos often from her, and it's just her counting worms.
Like,
They're not like normal sized worms either. They're
no, they're
like
like those little millipedes. It's
itty
a,
bitty.
yeah, they're really, really tiny. But there's so many of them and they just love hanging out. Anywho, I'm the worm whisperer. Continue.
So in England, this is where it's from.
Slay.
It
Nice.
all happens in England. Basically, people have 30 minutes to get worms out of the ground without digging. So they can play music. They
Okay.
can, a lot of people say like they like use stuff to make vibrations on the ground because it irritates the worms and they'll
Yeah.
come up and so they can get them
Wait,
out. But
I
they
do
can't dig.
that.
They, I think the only object they get is like a fork
Like,
and they can't dig with it, but they can like use it to scoop.
so wait, if so, how did it say like any examples of how people have gotten worms out of the ground?
Well, so they use the music. Some people stomp. I think they like pour water and stuff. Basically, they just do anything they can to annoy the worms and
Okay.
hope that they come up.
Wait, are they allowed to use the water? You said the only thing they have is a fork.
Well, they're not allowed to dig, so they don't have anything. They're
Okay.
not given anything. They're not like, here's a shovel, dig all these worms out. But
Got it,
like,
got it, got
I
it.
think you can bring like obviously like a speaker, or like
Okay.
those utensils, but like you're not allowed to have any
Okay.
digging.
Got it, got it.
Yeah.
I would definitely participate in that. I would give it a go. Why not?
I think you honestly wouldn't even have to dig. Like, they just follow you wherever you go. So
Psst. It's giving
she's
like
like, hey guys, it's
nematodes.
me, Brooklyn. Come on out, worms.
They do that to my house, so I don't even need to say anything.
Can we do worm charming in your house? See how many
Yeah.
we can catch without digging.
I think that's a
We honestly don't
fantastic
even have to
idea.
dig. We just walk through.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, there's like 100 of them. Hey, guys.
We could start a worm army. Worm
Real.
Nation.
I have a little bug catcher. And we should put them all in there. See how many we can get.
I bet our friend wants a can of worms.
Oh. Did you ever watch that one movie in like elementary school, like How to Eat Fried Worms? Yeah?
Yeah,
It was also a
I.
book, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I
Throwback.
vaguely remember that, but I do remember it.
You know who's in that? Our
No.
friend would know. He's the main kid. He was in Minutemen. The
Never watched that.
DCOM Minutemen. I don't remember his name.
Oh.
Yeah. He was the young one. Whatever his name was. It's
We're
not
getting
Luke.
sidetracked.
I always think he's like Lucas Till's twin in my mind. He's not, but anywho,
Our friend out there, please tell us.
let us know his name because I can't think of his name. Anywho, all right, the next one I have, it's not a weird sport.
Yeah.
It's not a weird sport. It's a sport.
Is this the one that you have so much research on?
Yeah. Because
I'm so
I
excited.
never knew how it works.
Right?
And I had watched a clip of Lando Norris and Oscar Piastri
Okay.
going head to head.
Right.
And I was like, okay, I kind of understand it, but I was like so lost. But I was like, sure, I'll watch it. Didn't really make any sense to me. They were playing cricket. Oscar Piastri is from Australia, so loves cricket. Makes sense to him.
Right.
Great for him. But I was like, I always got cricket mixed up with what's that one? Croquet. I always thought they were the same thing.
They're not.
Turns out they're not.
Yeah.
So I did a little research of my
Okay.
own. Do you know anything about cricket?
Nope. I know that it's also a vinyl cutter, but I don't know anything about the sport.
Oh, yeah. I was that made me got it. Yeah.
She's been telling me about cricket for like a week, and I every time I just hear it, I think of the arts and crafts cricket, and she's thinking of sports, so not the same track here.
So when I was doing my research and like
Right?
watching the video, I was like, okay, so it's very similar to baseball. If I had to pick another sport that's very like, I'd say baseball.
Okay.
I don't know if the Aussies would agree, but
Probably not.
as an American,
Yeah.
it's very similar to baseball.
Okay.
So you have a batter and you have a bowler. So
Right.
instead of like pitching it, they
You're
like
bowling it.
roll it at you.
Okay.
And so like you're in, you have like hashtag womansplaining cricket. If you have like this like long, kind of like a bowling lane, but
Okay.
it's shorter.
Right.
And so kind of like if like in baseball, like you have the batter and you have the pitcher, make like a little rectangle to both of them. And then instead of pitching it, he rolls it to the batter. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so and then the batter has to like hit the ball, obviously.
But it's with like a kind of like an upside down baseball bat or like a
Kind of, but it's like flat and thick.
Perfect. So it's like a 4x4 kind of.
Kind of, but like the handle is
Is a
obviously
four by
like
four? Is that the right wording?
I don't know. It's short
It's like
and
wood.
it's like wood or whatever. And so they just kind of like hit it like that. So it's kind of like golf in a sense, but they're not swinging the same.
Right.
So, anywho. So if the batter hits the ball, they
Yeah.
run to the other side. Like they run to like where the bowler is, and that's called a run. And so you get a point each for each run that you make before the ball comes back. So it's like in baseball when they throw the ball back. So
Yeah.
like you, instead of running around like the diamond, you just run back and forth from here. And so but you still have like your teams in like the outfield.
Yeah.
And this is where it gets confusing because I was reading this and this is how it started explaining it. It said you have two sides, one outfield and one in. So I'm thinking, okay, you have the people in the outfield and you have the people that are,
Yeah.
on the bases and things. I don't know what that's called. Sorry. And this is where it started getting confusing.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Each man that's in the side that's in goes out. And when he's out, he comes in. I feel like I'm reading a riddle. And the next man goes until he's out. So I'm thinking it's like you're up to bat and
Drop something.
and like you until you strike out,
Yeah.
like you keep going. I don't know. I don't get it.
Okay.
The video I was watching, I was just watching Lando and Oscar, to be honest, so I have no idea. And so but they also have umpires. And they make the call of who stays out all the time. And the men who, this is really confusing. And when the men who are in are out.
I feel like this is a game where you're gonna have to like.
I feel like there's a lot of unnecessary like wording here,
I would have to see it to understand it.
And so when both sides have gone like in and out, and they've all gotten out. So I'm thinking everyone struck out, kind of a thing from both sides
Perfect.
eventually. And then both sides have been out twice after all the men have been in.
There's no way this is a real game.
That's when the game ends.
There's no way this is real.
And
And that's cricket.
That's cricket. But there's like other ways you can get points. Like it's not just by all the runs. So it says like
Right.
if the batter hits the ball, which they call them like Batmen. Or yeah, I just called them a batter.
Batman?
Yeah, you pretty much. And
Okay.
so if they hit the ball to the edge of the field, which they call like the boundary, you get 4 points. But if you make it like to the boundary without it touching the ground, you get 6 points.
I just want to say, I feel like cricket is going to be your new sport after F1.
I think it's interesting, and I've watched a game, but I can't say that I would be just the biggest fan.
You don't think you would
I
hyperfixate
don't
on it?
know. I've been trying to get into rugby, and when I tried to start watching that, I was
Rugby
like,
does look
ugh,
interesting to me.
it looks so interesting.
Yeah.
Like, but I tried to get into it, and I was like, ugh, I'm gonna watch the US men's team just go at it. Eagle Screech, rah, America. And then turns out whatever championship was going on at the time, they got knocked out of it, and so they actually weren't even in it. So I was like, oh, actually, I'm not gonna watch rugby. So I've yet to get into rugby or cricket so far, but
Interesting.
yeah. Does America have a rugby team? I mean, cricket?
I don't think so.
Is that only
I've
for
never
other
heard of
people?
it.
I haven't
It sounds
either.
like a foreign sport.
Yeah, it is. Anywho.
Duh.
That's my
Anywho.
explanation of cricket. If you know more about cricket and a better explanation than I do,
Send it our
please
way.
let me know,
Because
because
Brooklyn wants to do the
in my
research.
mind, it's just like a different setup
Yeah.
with baseball rules.
That sounds wrong. It doesn't sound
Yeah.
like that's efficient or a sport at all.
I'm like, why not just play baseball?
Period.
You know?
Yeah.
That's
Interesting.
my take on the sports I have.
So, my next one is solo synchronized swimming.
How is it synchronized if you're by yourself?
That's my
I have a
question.
question.
It's
Debunked number two.
apparently like a really competitive sport.
I'm very confused by
So,
that.
like, I think it's just solo dancing swimming, but they have to say synchronized because dancing swimming isn't a
Wait,
thing.
but like, who are they synchronized with?
Themselves and the music?
Hmm.
I don't know how they
Yeah.
can consider that synchronized, but
Yeah.
it's out there.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
I don't either. And then I have a few more questions. These are just like kind of random sports, but I just have questions about it.
Got it,
So,
got it.
first of all, tug of war. That's a professional
Oh,
sport. Did you know that?
yeah. I
Why is
saw
that a
those.
professional sport? Why do people train at tug of war? That's a child's game.
Well, I feel like it could. I think one of the reasons is because it's a strength game.
Okay.
You know? So,
So,
like,
like,
well, I mean,
so is
like,
extreme ironing.
you know, but I wouldn't say extreme
I
ironing
would
is.
support extreme ironing before I would support tug of war.
Oh, okay. So I would say the opposite. Because, I mean, you have, like, weightlifting, you know, strength,
Yeah.
you know?
So then,
Tug of
like,
war, also strength.
just be a heavy
Extreme
lifting
ironing?
champion. Why? Like, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna go, hey guys, so I just won this tug of war championship and I'm a tug of war winner.
I'm gonna talk about. Okay, you want to be an extreme ironing winner?
That sounds crazier. I'll have more experiences, more
You know what? I'll
stories to
give you that.
tell.
I'll give you that. It does sound.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear that more than tug of war. Good point. Good point.
Anywho, and my next one is race walking.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't that just be running?
No,
Okay, well,
it's
like,
just speed walking.
okay, but like people that are speed walking, like when you watch them, I don't know when you can like be like, this is walking and this is running.
You
To
don't
me,
know the
they just
difference
look like they're
between
running.
walking and running.
I know the difference between walking and running, but when you watch
You never
speed.
look out in your neighborhood and Gam Gam is just going ham.
I don't have any Gam Gams that go ham in our neighborhood. We live out in the middle of nowhere. If Gam Gam is going ham in our neighborhood, the Gam Gam is lost.
Then maybe that's why she's walking so fast. She's lost and
Real.
she's trying
Maybe
to
I
find her
should
way
go
back.
check on Gam Gam if she's going ham.
Real.
Anywho. Sorry, Gam Gam.
Anywho, that one makes sense.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Quidditch.
Oh, dude, I saw that one too. I wasn't gonna go into it, but since you brought it
I
up,
know Brooklyn has so many opinions on Quidditch.
I think it's okay. As a Harry Potter fan,
Yeah.
I'm like, that's
Support?
cool, you
Yeah.
know? But also, as like an average human being,
Right?
I'm like, you don't fly. How are you doing this? It looks cool when they do it because they can
They're
fly.
running around on brooms. They're
Yeah,
not
and
flying.
that's the thing. Well, they have a lot of the. Okay, so I watched on YouTube, they have videos of like Texas Tech versus like UT playing Quidditch. Yeah. If you've never seen this, go watch it. It's really funny to me. I watched the whole thing. And they didn't even have brooms. It's just sticks. Yeah.
That's
And I think it's so like in Harry Potter, there's like the different balls, but in real life, I think they only have like what would be the Quaffle. So it's just like
At one
just a
point,
ball.
I think it should just come down to like they're like racing on rakes so they can at least be
Out the rakes.
raking up the ground, be beneficial while they're playing
Like,
this game.
okay.
You see what I'm saying?
What if we combined fireball, soccer,
With
and
Quidditch?
Quidditch? The ball's on fire.
Run!
Yeah. I think that's
People
so
are
funny.
racing with fire
They're just holding
extinguishers.
it in their hands.
There's
That's
no
what they're riding
way.
on.
The
Fire
fire
extinguishers?
extinguishers.
Yeah.
Though some of those fire extinguishers have. Some of those fire extinguishers have power. Like, I
Yeah.
believe they could fly on those.
Do you know in like the cartoons when they would like somebody would push it and it would like fly?
They like push it and like fly backwards.
Do you think they could? Is this like
Oh,
a
for sure.
MythBusters thing? Do you think
Update.
they've
So our
started?
next podcast is we're going to be trying out fire extinguishers and how powerful they are.
We're gonna be trying them out.
Like their shoes. Our brand new fire
We gotta break
extinguisher.
it in.
We
Good
just have found
idea.
the weirdest things. I'm so sorry. Well, that's all the sports I have.
Me too.
Well,
Let us know if we didn't mention a weird sport that you know of.
yeah.
Tell us how it works. I'm curious. I love sports. I love when people are so passionate about something, especially when it's super random.
Brooklyn needs a new hyperfixation
I do,
sport. She loves F1 and that'll never stop, but she needs another hyperfixation
I
sport.
do, yeah. For anyone who's a Formula One fan, we got the Australian Grand Prix this weekend.
She gets in my
So
car and
good.
immediately goes off about some practice that they were
Yeah.
having and telling me all the deets. And I love that for her, but I know nothing.
Yeah, for anyone who's also interested, let me know what you think about Alex Albon taking Logan Sargeant's car. If you know, you know. I kind of disagree with that, but I'm not James Vowles. So,
Maybe
Forza Ferrari, go Charles Leclerc.
if we have some F1 fans out there, maybe we can do an F1 episode of The Joke's on Us.
That'd be perfect.
The
I
joke's
would.
on F1.
The joke's on F1. For
That's
real,
so
because
crazy.
that's what the season feels like.
Well,
Well, thank you so much for tuning in
I
this
hope you
week.
enjoyed it. I hope we were intriguing because we were very interested in these sports.
Have a lot of questions. I feel like I've left more confused.
No, I think so too.
Yeah.
We're like both staring at each other's list.
Yeah,
And we're
because I'm
like,
like,
dot, dot, dot.
people are strange. Like, how
If
do you come
you
up with
could
this?
create a random sport, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness.
Actually, let's just leave it there. Let's leave it on that question.
If you could come up
You
with
tell us
a
what
random
sports that
sport.
you want to create, and we'll
Well,
let you know what we think of that.
what would it be named? And what is the point?
A lot of questions.
A lot of questions.
Give us all your answers.
Well, we will see you guys
Next time.
next time.